listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast. My name is Sean Patrick Flannery, and I hope you dig the podcast.
Welcome to a new episode, finally,
of Rebel Radio.
Of the Rebel Radio Podcast. It's been over a month.
Yeah.
A month and like 4 days, to be exact.
Yeah. It's only been that long?
Yeah.
It feels a lot longer.
The Christmas holidays, New Year's. Thanks for just busy. Did y'all have good holidays?
Good holiday.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastical.
So 2016 has gone since last week.
It's gone.
Got together. We are in 2017. And we're back for a new year of Rebel Radio. The first of hopefully many shows this year.
Definitely.
And in case you forgot, this is Mark.
This is Matt.
And Frank T. Biscuit.
By the way, I was realizing we've done 61 episodes. This is our 62nd episode. We never revealed why you are known as the Biscuit.
Because you gave me the freaking name.
It is that simple of an origin. We all met working through grocery stores, sort of, kind of. And we were stocking dairy department products, and we just started calling Frank Biscuit, and it sort of stuck. And at first, we weren't sure if Frank liked it, but he's like, no, I'm cool with it. And it just sort of stuck. And you're probably the only person I've ever nicknamed in my entire life. And he became known as the Biscuit.
Yes.
And it's just kind of a nickname he stuck with.
Park was nice enough to ask me.
I
think, you have to come up with a name. And I'm like, oh, Electric Monkey. Because there was this, and whenever I was in Scouts and went to summer camp, BTSR, Buffalo Trail Scout Ranch, there was this awesome rock climber guy. He would boulder, and he wouldn't use any safety line or anything. He'd just use chalk, and he could find his way up and find his way down, and they called him Electric Monkey. And he was really cool.
So you stole the fucking name.
I stole it.
From a guy you probably had a crush on.
No, I just thought he was cool.
He was so impressive.
A man crush.
He was like, so impressive guy. He could climb the rocks.
I could rappel, though. I could rappel better than him.
So okay. He had a man crush. I want to spend a brief moment. Let's get some sad stuff out of the way. You and I, Matt, on our other show, Remnants of Rebellion, our Star Wars show, we spent basically the whole show talking about it. But since last we met, we have lost Carrie Fisher, of course, everyone knows now. And that was probably the worst way 2016 could have ended after several celebrity deaths last year. That it just had to end on such a horrible note.
And then her mom the day after.
Her mom the day after. Yep. A few days before that was George Michael, was a punch in the face, and all of a sudden it was Carrie Fisher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On that note, my first two crushes, I would have to say, was her and her mom.
It's kind of weird.
Okay. Well,
mother-daughter kind of thing.
I'm a sci-fi fan, so you know every boy had a crush on Leia.
But he then also likes Playboy.
Well, no, my dad liked musicals.
Okay.
So my favorite musical is Singing in the Rain, which happens to be her mom's very first
one of her
movie.
Best known roles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, her very first.
Yeah, but it's one of her best known roles too.
So I always had a crush on her from the movie. Every time I watched the movie, I still think, man, that she's beautiful.
Mother daughter triangle.
There you go.
That's what Frank was looking for. So. we asked each other on Remnants of Rebellion our favorite Princess Leia moment in the films. What was yours?
Actually, mine is I liked her as the bounty hunter.
Oh, I forgot
as
about
Bush,
that.
When she comes into Jabba's palace.
She totally wears her ovaries on the outside whenever she grabs a thermal detonator. Right.
And I just like the all I like the costume, too.
And it's funny, me and Matt talked that, I don't want to repeat the show we did because I want people to listen to Remnants of Rebellion, but how until Carrie Fisher's passing, and you sit there, you didn't realize how important Leia is, how many great scenes she had in the Star Wars films. You're so focused on the Jedi and Luke and Ben, Kenobi and Han, that even in those films, you kind of take the princess or the woman warrior for granted. And now that she's passed, you kind of really look at her part more.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, at least I didn't go with the weirdo thing and pick the whole makeout scene with her brother.
No, that's okay. And a very sad ending. We'll see where they go with episode 9. Her part was already filmed for 8. But we didn't have a chance to talk about that on Rebel Radio. But our other show, Listen to Remnants of Rebellion, me and Matt gave a lot of thoughts on the passing of Carrie Fisher. And that was a tough show to do.
That was.
Even a couple weeks after, me and Matt were still feeling it. But we made it through. We didn't ball in there or anything. Even though sure. I don't think people would have forgiven us if we did.
Yeah, you we know. Might have had to edit that out.
A quick announcement before we get into today's show. We are on Google Play now, which is something that I've been really lazy about. I've had friends of mine that are Android users, and we were on Stitcher for Android, but Stitcher's not super popular. But we are on Google Play, which is on any phone that uses Android. Mm-hmm. So people that have Apple phones and listen to us on iTunes, all you Android users can now access us very easily through Google Play on the Trust Me My Jedi Radio Network, Rebel Radio Podcast, any of those search words, you should be able to find us. I will have the link up on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
For sure. And we are on Google Play. We just got on there a couple days ago, so that's a big announcement that we're on there. Today's show, we're going to talk about 2017. Hopefully it's a better year, not celebrities leaving us, and what's coming as far as films this year, a few TV shows and stuff like that. But a quick look, let's look back a little bit at 2016. Since last we did a show, we released our Jedi Awards on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. And we normally do a whole show, or at least last year we did a whole show. Yeah, we talked about show. The awards. And we're not going to do that this time. We're going to talk about them a little bit. We gave Television Show of the Year to Stranger Things.
Agreed.
Which is a favorite yep. of all of ours. And that was probably the toughest award to give. We talked about it through texting and things. Between Daredevil Season 2, Walking Dead with another strong season, The Flash remaining strong, even though in the third season of Flash, it's starting to tail off.
It seems like it's going more towards the love story between right. Iris it's, and Barry.
The surprises and the twists and turns aren't as exciting, you know, but The Flash is still fun. But I think it came down to Stranger Things and Daredevil Season 2, really. We kind of talked about that. Mm-hmm. The Walking Dead, even though it's been really strong at the end of Season 6, being Season 7, I still think it was a step back from those two shows. And we chose Stranger Things. Why?
It's different. It's different. It's throwback to the 80s. I feel like it had you clinging on to every episode. Every episode gave you what you wanted, but then gave you that question and cliffhanger right at the end. Made you want to watch into the next one and see how this panned out.
To me, it kind of had like some of the horror of the 80s, and then the adventure style of the Goonies, in a sense, with the friends
mm-hmm.
off on an adventure to find their friend, you know, and this girl to help them out. So, I mean, you had a little bit of, like, everything from the 80s, in a sense.
And a little bit of child romance.
Yeah.
A little bit. It was strange, but yeah, familiar. See what I did there?
Yeah.
You know, it
just
was,
needed more 80s toys.
It was nostalgic. Hey, it had a Millennium Falcon that she made float, that Eleven made float. Yes. That was pretty badass. And just a really enjoyable show. It was fairly family-friendly. You could watch it with the kids. There was nothing too bad. A little bit of maybe scary moments, but nothing outrageous. Was anything worse than you saw in E.T. or Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the movies that influenced it. The child actors did a great job, really well done. And I like what you said, it kept you on the edge of every episode. You were waiting to see what happened, how the mystery unfolded. And it was a nice, tight 8 episodes. It wasn't overly long. It didn't drag out. It told the story it had to tell, and it did a good job telling it. And it deserved, I think, our Television Show of the Year.
For sure.
And that was our pick over Daredevil Season 2, which came a close second. But I think Stranger Things, just something about it, had to give it to it, even though I really, really fucking liked Daredevil Season 2.
Yeah.
I know Matt was on the border because of the Punisher being on there.
The season overall, I thought was fantastic.
I'm not sure if it was the Punisher or if it was, you know who the Punisher really is. It's Rick's friend. You know, Rick killed his Shane, and then he came back as the Punisher. And now instead of telling
Rick,
I'm a better leader than you, I'm a better father than you, he's telling Daredevil, I'm a better superhero than you.
We've heard this story
before.
Neither
one of them are technically superheroes.
They are.
No, they're not.
They're both good with guns.
They might be, one's a hero, one's a vigilante, but neither one of them has anything super about them.
And then Shane's like Sancho, dude. Shane in Walking Dead, he's like, man, Rick, I'm gonna tell your wife you're dead, and then I'm gonna play pokey with her. And that's what he did.
I know,
and then
that was kind of awesome.
He did it with
Andrea,
wasn't
it?
So he got in there before she got with the governor.
So, anyway, let's continue on to talk about our Jedi Awards a little bit in 2016.
Freaking me out, Frank. What do you see?
Ghost on the porch.
Frank's acting like we're in Stranger Things. We hear, out on the front porch.
For our best animated television show, we gave it to Star Wars Rebels second year in a row.
Yes.
So maybe it's a little lack of how much animated shows we watch, right. But it is probably the best thing on TV. I mean,
yeah.
I have watched enough of Ninja Turtles and Guardians of the Galaxy. Other shows are related to things we talk about, and they're good and fun, but they're not as good as Star Wars Rebels.
Let's say that, for me, Dragon Ball Super came in second.
Right. I don't watch all that.
I liked how they went with the second Goku, and we had the return of a friend of the show, Chuck Huber. He's going to do the translation, just like he did for Funimation. He's going to do the
So what are you English getting this dub. All off the internet?
Yeah, you have to watch... well, you can watch it on Crunchyroll, which is the Asian, you know, right. Netflix. And but you can also watch it leaked on YouTube.
Is that one free, or do you have to pay a subscription for most of it?
Subscription, but you can find it on YouTube. Just
yeah.
Future Trunks comes back, and it goes back into, you know, an alternate timeline where he goes back, and he thinks everything's okay, but it's not okay. And one of the gods...
That's what happens when you screw with time.
Yeah, took over Goku's body. And so, became evil.
So that would have been your second choice. So, Star Wars Rebels, I mean, that was our choice.
Oh, yeah.
It's excellent. Season 3 has been good so far.
Yeah, Vader, Ahsoka, meeting and battling.
The season finale of Season 2 last year, with the battle between Ahsoka and Vader, basically won this award for the show.
Yep.
That was top-notch television, animated or not. If that was live action, it was top-notch television. Emotional storytelling, even in animated form.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done. Star Wars Rebels, our television show of the year. So, for our comic book movie of the year, we chose Captain America Civil War. In a year in which we had Deadpool? Batman vs. Superman, Deadpool, X-Men Apocalypse. Was there anything this fall? Doctor Strange?
Strange.
Doctor Strange. And then Captain America Civil War.
I would give Doctor Strange my second one.
That's tough, man.
Well, I
just enjoyed it more, but yeah. The Daredevil was right there for me.
Daredevil's TV show.
It's TV show.
Not Daredevil, sorry.
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
It was like right
especially
there.
Especially the first watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't think any of them are even a close second. I think Captain America Civil War is hands down and above the best comic book movie.
For the second.
But you said a close second. I don't think any of them were
second. Close second to Doctor Strange.
I think Captain America Civil War was hands down the best comic movie this year. With the rest of them a distant second. I don't think any of them were close.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Deadpool doesn't hold up on repeated viewings no matter what people say. The jokes are gone. It's not as funny. X-Men is what it was. It wasn't bad, but it was just another X-Men film. Doctor Strange, I enjoyed it immensely, but it also felt familiar. Another origin film, been there, done that, mm-hmm. introduced him into the universe. And then there was Batman vs. Superman, which we all know how the public feels about that. Some of us liked it, some of us didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide Squad. That was another one, which was a mess of a film.
Yeah.
It was entertaining, but... Had
a couple good performances out of them.
I think it's worse than Batman vs. Superman. I don't care what people say. I think Batman vs. Superman is still a better movie than Suicide Squad.
I agree.
You know, regardless of the haters.
Except for Harley Quinn.
Well, Margot Robbie can do anything she wants, and I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, she could eat, like, ketchup.
I could just watch her eat. Yeah, I'll watch her eat ketchup all day.
Yeah, but that whole thing made me so sick and tired of Harley Quinn.
Eating ketchup?
No, just Harley Quinn, the character in general.
Well, we're not talking about Harley Quinn, the character. We're talking about Margot Robbie eating ketchup.
Just turn off the sound, Frank. Yeah. Just watch her spin around and...
You know, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street? Where she's like, I'm not wearing any panties. And I'm going to walk around like this all the time. And Daddy's not going to get it. So, anyway.
Mark fantasy here.
I'm going to start breathing heavy.
Whenever she breaks up with DiCaprio, it's hot.
Yeah.
the way they broke up. It's like, okay, that's not a bad way to go.
She does no wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, calm down.
Let's breathe this.
We're going to calm down. Calm down.
Before we get into there's a couple awards in here that involve 2017, which we're going to talk about. Our movie of the year, we gave to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. This was a little bit closer battle, I think. We were talking about Civil War, and we talked about that. Those kind of came down to those two. But Rogue One, just Star Wars did it again 2 years in a row. We gave The Force Awakens Award last year. This year, Rogue One was still the best film in the genre of things we cover that we saw. I'm sure there might be some Oscar winner, like Spotlight or Birth of the Nation or something that we haven't seen that might be
a, I don't care,
a great film. But for what we cover on TrustMeTheJedi.com,
what we actually like,
it was that film. Yep. You know, and I think we said a lot about Rogue One. There isn't a whole lot more to say. And our Jedi Master Tribute Award that we do, which is just kind of a silly, fun award, where we give a tribute award to some guy who's never even going to fucking know we gave him a tribute award, is we gave to Stan Lee this year.
Yes.
You know, it was one of those things, I was doing the awards right when everything happened with Carrie, and I thought, man, should I give it to Carrie? But instead, we gave Carrie as our surprise of the year. Just her passing was a big surprise, you know, and we didn't expect it. Mm-hmm. So we honored her in that way, that giving that she was the surprise moment of the year, the passing of Carrie Fisher. And Stan Lee, why not? Deserves our Jedi Master tribute. He's a Jedi Master.
Heck, you know, what would be awesome if he came to the local comic book comic convention this year, but we know he's not.
Right.
And then if he did, we actually just go and get a trophy made and give it to him. Like a plaque.
Stan is responsible for everything that we are into. And, or at least 90% of it, you know. I
one
mean,
of the maging, George major Luke,
George, Lu- George Lucas and Gene Roddenberry might be the other 10%, you know, because of the things they created. But Stan is most of it, you know. I mean, and he's, we would not be here probably podcasting, talking about things we talk, if Stan didn't create Marvel Comics and make fantasy characters and things such a big part of pop culture that they are.
Absolutely.
Perhaps someone else maybe would have came around, but I think we... so much is owed to him for the things that we enjoy in this world.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we were just all into Pikachu and Pokemon because no Stan Lee?
No. I do have a question. Do you think R2-D2 and C-3PO are becoming the Stan Lee of the Star Wars universe?
No.
Or are they just like in every movie?
No.
I think maybe if George Lucas was appearing somewhere.
No, because they never did a cameo until Rogue One. That's the only cameo they've had.
No, but I'm just talking about eventually being in every Star Wars movie.
I don't think they will, because the way they're talking about this Han Solo film, I don't see how you could put him in the Han Solo film.
Just them walking in the background. So.
It would be, I just think that would be too much. I think
you'd be better off saying Stormtroopers are like the, because there's one in every movie.
Right.
Right?
No.
Oh, not episode one. You're right, Frank. You have Misa Jar Jar Binks. Misa kill you now.
There's a race that needed to be almost extinct.
So overall, y'all's thoughts on 2016. It was an okay year as far as films and television.
Yeah, I think this year is more exciting.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. It wasn't the best year, but an okay year. Oh, and I have a quick tease. 17 minutes into the show, we have a new segment.
Okay.
It's going to be coming up towards, we're going to save it for the end of the show. It's going to be a regular segment, or semi-regular, maybe not every show, but every other show or something. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but there's a new segment. We told you, 2017, it's going to be a new, improved, better Rebel Radio.
Yep.
We hope.
We can't tell you right now because we haven't invented it.
Well, we don't be taking off my pants.
It's been invented. No, pants stay on.
Damn, we have I can never get that segment to go over.
A new segment coming up.
It's going to be called What Am I Touching Right Now?
Two awards that we gave out deal with 2017, because we want to talk about what's coming in 2017. Mm-hmm. One of them was our most anticipated movie of the year, and one was our best movie trailer. Now, sometimes we give best movie trailer to something that's already out. Like last year, we gave it to a Mad Max trailer. This year, I picked this one because I didn't really get y'all's input on it, because I realized when I was doing the awards, damn it, we didn't pick best trailer. So I just grabbed something. And I really am a big fan of the new Blade Runner trailer. We haven't talked about this since last we got met. I like the trailer because it's so simple, but yet doesn't show you anything. But yet you also tell yourself, I want to see this. And I was kind of against I'm kind of getting tired of movies that are 30 years old, they're making sequels to. But this trailer captures the feel of the original. Looks like the cinematographer and the director they got is going to be influenced by Ridley Scott, who's still producing the film. Ridley Scott's still involved. Wow. I like Ryan Gosling's look as what appears he's playing a Blade Runner. And you get an appearance from Harrison Ford at the end. It's sleek, it's brief, and it's a great teaser. It says Blade Runner 2049, October 2017.
I thought you were going to say Wolverine.
No.
I'd pick you for Wolverine.
Or Ghost in the Shell.
Or Ghost in the... Oh, dude, Skojo.
There were some good trailers. No, this was a tough one. But it's something about that Blade Runner trailer, because it's very similar like Frank last year, who's told the story before. He wasn't pumped for Mad Max, so he saw it last trailer. I was really pumped for a Blade Runner sequel. I felt it was something I needed to leave alone until I saw this trailer. Now I'm totally open to the idea of it, and I'm like, wow, this could be out really good. And that was our trailer for the year, and one of the movies we have on our list for things to look forward to in 2017.
I will say in that trailer, it kind of raised a question to me. Is he there looking for his help, or is he there hunting him down?
Well, we don't know. But we still never had confirmation that Deckard was a replicant. That was all fan theory. That he was
That's what I'm saying. You know, because what was it? He said that if they're fine, he has no problem with them. If something's wrong, then that's when he goes after them. Forget how he words it exactly. Right. So I wonder maybe if there's, you know, something going on with his character, and that's why there's a possibility that he's hunting him down.
Possibly. So Blade Runner, though, looks very interesting. You have seen the original Blade Runner, Matt. You're the young one of the group. Have you seen Blade Runner? Your eyes are telling me you've never seen Blade Runner.
I've seen it.
You're lying.
It's whenever Harrison Ford has this blade and they're like, don't run with that. It's dangerous.
Especially around the pool.
Yes.
You need to watch Blade Runner.
You know what's funny is I have it on DVD, but I bought it when it had came out with like three damn different versions on the DVD or whatever it was. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I never got it on Blu-ray. I was like, why buy it on Blu-ray when I already got all these versions?
I have a Blu-ray. I finally actually got on Blu-ray not that long ago, a few months ago, because it was like $5 at Target.
Yeah. I saw it on OPP.
But is it worth it?
Oh, yeah. It looks fantastic on Blu-ray.
You know, compared to the DVD?
You know with OPP, Frank?
No, I'm not down with that.
You're not down with OPP?
No.
Oh. You're supposed to say, yeah, you know me.
No. Anyway.
All right. So, other movies are coming in 2017. Let's talk about 2017 a little bit. Let's move away from the dread that was 2016. In 2017, it's going to start out with a bang in February. In February, we have a week of... they may even come out the same day. We have the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, yeah.
With the big kids in us, this is a must-see.
Wait. You jumped over the best movie coming out this month. A Dog's Life. Got to see that.
I've never even fucking heard of it.
It's about this dog that dies and then goes to another dog and then dies and goes to another dog and eventually works his way back to the main character at the beginning.
That doesn't sound interesting at all.
It's a heart-touching movie, man. The commercial made me cry.
Okay, you want to talk about heart-touching movie?
Trailer.
I'm talking about heart-touching movie. John Wick Chapter 2. In the first one, they kill his fucking dog.
Yeah.
So he goes and kills those son of a bitch.
Fuckers.
So they go
they
and kill.
They deserve to die.
So
what
now
do they do, kill his cat in the second one.
I don't know, but John Wick Chapter 2 comes out in February 2. And my wedding anniversary is the weekend I think it comes out. And I told the wife we're seeing John Wick Chapter 2 for the anniversary.
Yeah, because that's a great anniversary.
Get over it. You know, but my wife's cool. She doesn't care. She won't go see a romantic flick. You know, she'll like we're seeing fucking John Wick 2.
Have you seen his training for John Wick 2? Have you seen it?
No.
He is a beast at the range, man. They have a tactical range set up, and he can really shoot. The guy can really shoot, so that's why I'm convinced that's why the gun scenes look so good. He's just so used to flinging them around like
oh
that.
Oh my gosh, Matt has another crush again.
You know what Keanu
what's wrong with
Reeves?
Your voice?
I'm just saying.
I know.
You know what Matt goes off about a dude.
Keanu is a Hawaiian name. You know what Keanu means in Hawaii, in Islander language?
No, but
it's
you're gonna
cool
tell us.
Cool wave. Cool wave, and that's what he is.
Sounds like a damn bubblegum.
Cool wave.
So, February. Those
like Kool-Aid?
There isn't really anything to go see in January, despite what Frank says about A Dog's Life. But February, y'all both agree? Batman, Lego Batman movie, and John Wick Chapter 2.
Yes.
In March, we have Hugh Jackman's final appearance as Wolverine in Logan. Expecting a new trailer any day now, probably. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm actually surprised it's not out yet. I'm looking forward to this. You know, it looks like this will be a darker, edgier Wolverine film than we've had before.
And when you thought it couldn't get any better, they throw in a little girl.
Which is supposed to be X-23, his clone.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably ties in to Mr. Sinister's organization from the looks of it. At the end of Apocalypse, they showed the Essek organization taking some of Logan's blood, which is probably how they clone him.
Wait, how do you make a female clone of a dude? That makes sense.
And change the chromosomes.
Yeah. They can do it now.
Science, bitch.
Science.
I've been waiting 62 episodes to get a science bitch in, and I finally got it right there.
Boom.
High five, yeah.
Science.
They touched each other.
Bill Nye.
So, thoughts on Logan, Frank? Besides wondering how a clone...
Frank has grown out his beard.
Wolverine is my second favorite.
Huge Jackman.
Wolverine is my second favorite comic book character next to Batman. Y'all know this. People listen to the show know this. So Bub. I'm in.
You like forgot Flynn. To say Bub.
Bub. I do say Bub a lot. People yeah. know me say it. Know I say it a lot. And then we jump from March to basically May when we get Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Like the trailer says or the poster, obviously, yeah, we're obviously going to see it.
Yes, yeah, obviously.
Great trailer. I think the new trailer, I don't think we talked about it on the last show. I think it came out after our last show because it was around Christmas time.
Have I not seen the new
trailer?
The
one where the Mantis is at the end? They showed it in most Rogue One screenings. And Mantis is at the end. She tells him, "You have sexual love for her."
Oh, yes.
And then Drax's like, do me. We might have talked about it on last Rebel Radio.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did talk about it.
Yeah, because I think Groot. Frank got all excited.
And then you talked Groot? About how Batista had taken acting lessons and that's how he beat out The Rock.
That's right. That's basically it in May. I'm sure, as far as movies we cover, I'm sure there's other stuff we may want to go see.
Mm-hmm. Furious 8.
Yeah. I'm done with that franchise.
Dom wakes up and everything was just a dream.
I'm done. The title, I'm done with that franchise. The title alone is bad. Oh, we did skip over March's Kong Skull Island.
Oh, you know, yes.
Legendary Films is trying to build a monster universe with Godzilla and all that. And it looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hiddleston's in it. He's really good. John Goodman, who's been solid gold in most films he's done lately, is in it. So I think Kong Skull Island could be something that's surprises people.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question in this segment? Are we going to do the why did we need this movie?
Because
I'm sure there's a few that are coming this year that we're going to be like, did they really need to make this movie?
I don't think there's any.
Are you talking about Step Brothers 2?
Yeah. No.
Because we do need some boats and hoes.
Yeah, we need more boats and hoes.
No, I'm talking about another freaking pirate movie.
I don't even put that on my list.
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm just talking about movies in general this year. Like, did we really need another one?
Like, are we talking about, like, a Red Light District movie, or are we talking about, like, new...
You know what I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, did we really need another one?
I was hoping you meant something else.
It's like, when I went to see Rogue One, and that came up, I was like, really?
The only thing I have to say about that film is Javier Bardem as a bad guy. Javier,
the bad guy,
he's an actor, makes it worth seeing in some ways. The guy is good. That would be the only reason to see the Pirates 5 or 6 or whatever number they're on.
Some zombie pirates.
But Javier Bardem is the only thing that makes that movie, I think, slightly worth it. He's one of those actors I think is good enough that you can pay to see him act. The guy is just, he's really good. He just really is, you know. But yeah, I mean, there's always going to be movies like that every year, I think, that, mm-hmm. like, yeah, why did they make that? I'd like that with Fate and Furious. Let the franchise die with Paul Walker. The trailer's horrible. They basically tell you the whole movie in the trailer. It's ridiculous. The franchise is outdone. It's too over the top. It's not even realistic anymore.
I wonder if they're trying to compete with his other movie, Triple X.
Oh, yeah, Triple X, The Rise of Xander Cain.
Yeah, I mean, that one looks horrible, too.
I actually read somewhere the other day, it was just a fanboy thing. So I tried to actually say Triple X is better than James Bond.
No.
It's like not even fucking close.
No, dude.
What?
It was some review thing I read somewhere that...
Man, these must be the same people that work for CNN.
These goddamn millennials, man. You guys, millennials, I love you. If you listen to Rebel Radio, you support the show. But some of these millennials, and that Matt, that's your fucking generation, millennials.
Only by 2 years.
Are stupid asses.
All right, man.
Okay? If they think Triple X is better than James Bond, they need to go watch From Russia with Love or some of the classic Bond films and should see how spy work is done. Hell, Austin Powers is better than Triple X.
Heck yeah, it is.
Yeah, baby.
Good, baby. Very good. Ooh, the lines just...
On to 2017, we continue. We move into June.
Come on, baby.
In June, we've got Wonder Woman.
That's a dame I'd like to lasso.
I think Wonder Woman looks really good. I'm excited. Yeah. I think it looks great. And I don't know if it's coming. I may have my date wrong on it, but Transformers the Last Night.
Oh.
This could be one. Some people out there are like, why do we need another one? But the Transformers movies make a lot of fucking money at the box office throughout the world. I hate to tell you people, they're not making them for you 40-something-year-olds. Stop overanalyzing. These are made for kids.
Yep.
Go enjoy them for what they are. I haven't truly hated any of them. I disliked a couple of the Transformers films, just thinking they weren't that great. But they're solid action pieces. Michael Bay, love or hate him, does do some great action. He really does. He knows how to put action sequences together and make things blow up.
I'm just glad they're bringing in Galvatron.
I like that movie he made called Explosions. They're just explosions every scene.
Yeah. I always say, if you're his kids, don't let him film your birthday parties.
Yeah. Blow shit up. So
happy birthday.
And then we don't have too many more on this list. Okay, by the way. So I didn't do a long list. I knew every movie was coming out in 2017. And I did this right before the show started. So, and, in July, we have Spider-Man Homecoming, which okay. This is probably a top five on the year for me, I think. Really looking forward to Tom Holland and Spider-Man and what he can do with that. I really like the trailer. It was nice to get a trailer without horns blazing, as I think we talked about on the last show. And you know, and like, it just looks great. It just looks like it should be a lot of solid fun. I love Michael Keaton in it.
Yes.
You know, Michael Keaton's become a guy that was a 80s comedian actor who became Batman, who disappeared really for a while, just took little bit parts, and now he's back, man.
He was in The Other Guys as the captain.
Yeah, he did The Other Guys. He did RoboCop. He did. Mm-hmm. He was nominated for an Oscar for Birdman, which I still haven't seen.
Oh, me neither.
I just don't have your kids around unless you don't mind them dropping the F word.
They're talking about
trillion times.
They're talking about Oscar possible nomination for him playing the McDonald's founder in this movie he's got out.
Oh yeah,
and now he's the fucking Vulture in Spider-Man. You know, and it looks awesome. I kind of like the look of the Vulture. The Shocker's in it too. So a couple of Spider-Man villains we haven't seen. And Tom Holland, just can't say enough from him. We've only seen him for 10 minutes total in Spider-Man in Civil War and then the trailer. But people, I think, have already just embraced him as Spider-Man and are looking forward to his full film as Spider-Man.
I like the fact that they show that he has a friend that actually knows his secret. So it's not like he's just keeping it all to himself.
Right.
He actually has somebody to talk to about it all.
And it's not Harry.
Yeah, I mean,
They it looks like they just didn't go the route of Harry Osborn. Yeah, I haven't looked at IMDb.
Or Gwen Stacy or Mary Jane from the looks of it, because in the trailer,
but it looks like maybe he's more of a freshman in high school than a couple years
in. The trailer, that girl that everyone thought, I can't say her name, she's got a strange name, that they thought was playing Mary Jane, they clearly in the trailer, he calls her Liz.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'm glad to see they're going to... I agree with you guys. It's something different, not the same Spider-Man story we've seen. I think that's why I'm really looking forward to it.
I like the fact that, you know, it's not always based off of the straight-line comics that we might know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there are different stories of...
Maybe we get Felicia Hardy with this one, you know?
Black Cat.
Yes, please, Black Cat.
Which,
you know...
And cast someone with a chest.
Wasn't Felicity Jones, who was in Rogue One... Didn't she play Felicity Hardy in like Amazing Spider-Man? But they never turned her into Black Cat. I think she only had one small role. It was a very brief scene in it. I think she did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah. I would love to see a Black Cat. That's one thing I think Spider-Man has sorely lacked. I think Emma Watson did a really good job. I think Emma Watson and Kirsten Dunst both did a good job. Emma Stone, you're right. Did a good job with what they were given in their roles. But Spider-Man hasn't had that female role that like is really muscular behind it and can compete with Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always felt that Kirsten Dunst was too laid back as Mary Jane. Mary Jane in the comics is much more spunky.
Let's be honest. We're long past that. The kind of woman who needs the superhero.
You know, we've had the strong females in the X-Men films with Jean Grey and stuff. We've had strong female roles in the Marvel Universe so far with Gamora. Pepper Potts who'd you say?
Gamora.
You know, and Spider-Man needs that. And hopefully we get it. You know, but where does it stand as y'all's must-see for the years? Y'all, top five for y'all, Spider-Man?
Easily.
I don't know. I'm going to see it.
Obviously, episode... 8 is number one.
We're getting to that, yeah. Jumping the gun. We have a couple more before we get to Star Wars episode. We move into July and War for the Planet of the Apes. Which...
Now that I'm more looking for.
Man, this one, it's probably my number 3 for the year. That might surprise some people, but I'm a huge Planet of the Apes fan. The originals, I grew up watching them. We won't talk about the Mark Wahlberg one that much. That one's a little bit
weird. But you and I went and saw that together.
Yeah, I'm a huge Planet of the Apes fan.
And then we were like, what the hell is this shit?
But behind Star Wars and probably Spider-Man for me. This is probably my third. Maybe Logan might be up there too. This might be my fourth. But War for the Planet of the Apes, I can't wait. I love Woody Harrelson as a bad guy, mm-hmm. who they just announced it's official. He's going to be in the Han Solo film. It's pretty fucking cool.
Woody Harrelson
in a Star Wars movie. Woody's man has come a long way, you know, from Man Can't Jump to the things he's getting really good meaty roles now, mm-hmm. where he can really show off that. He's always been kind of a charismatic guy, you know, and now he's gotten some good parts, whether it be the Hunger Games or, you know, now Star Wars and now War for Planet of the Apes.
Maybe he's just not chasing after anything that's thrown at him. So he's taking the good roles.
You know, the reboot of the Planet of the Apes, starting with Rise of the Planet of the Apes and then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, has really been kind of overlooked at times. It's like they come out, people are excited about them, they go see them, they make money, and the people don't talk about them a lot. But this mm-hmm. is a reboot. People are tired of reboots. They're complaining about them, they're getting sick of them. We all are. But this is one reboot franchise that, don't dismiss it, it's been really good so far. And this one looks just as good.
My thing is, before the first one came out, when was the last time we had a Planet of the Apes movie?
79 or...
Well, the Wahlberg film in 2001.
Well, I don't...
Late mid-70s was the last of the originals.
I'm talking about one that was actually really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do like the general's look in the Mark Wahlberg one with the helmet and everything.
Tim Burton did a good job look of the film. It's just story.
The story was like... But no, I did kind of like the surprise ending at the end when he tries to go back home or whatever, still winds up on the past in an alternate Earth.
Right.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie yet. Too bad. When it comes to reboots, I'm talking about when we had a Batman reboot, and a Spider-Man reboot, and a Spider-Man reboot. You know, it's kind of like, okay.
Well, I wouldn't call Nolan's films a reboot as much more as they're just a new set of films.
Yeah.
You know, I think a reboot is a sense in... I see what you mean, though. It's Spider-Man was definitely a reboot, because only a few years after the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think Nolan, it had been 10 years, that was a little bit more clearly just a new franchise. So it is a very thin line. You're right. Borderline what's a reboot and what's not, you know. Just like, I don't think Affleck's Batman is a reboot, because I think people clearly understand it's a new franchise.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. New story.
And speaking of Batman's franchise, we're going to move into the fall. Matt, have you watched the Planet of the Apes reboots, right?
Yes.
So you're looking forward to the new one?
I am looking forward to the new one.
You just didn't say much, I was making sure.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that, you know, we watched it, but then they don't say much.
I read,
just mad because there's a lot of apes, but no monkeys.
I did read something interesting, and I think this is cool, because for people that listen to the show, Frank's wife is hard of hearing, so she uses sign language. And in the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, there's a lot of sign language. The first 20 minutes of the film is almost all subtitled as the apes are talking to each other mm-hmm. and using sign language. And Matt Reeves says in this third one, even though the time jump is as big, it was 10 years between Rise and Dawn. This time it's only like 2 years, I believe I read. Really, he said, you're still only going to see Caesar and a couple of apes talk. He says you're still going to see a lot of sign language and a lot of subtitles. And I think that's kind of cool to show, that these apes are evolving and very smart. But you don't want to be unrealistic that's happening too quickly. And
like
I thought
they're wearing suits.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I was reading that. He said that, no, there will be more apes still evolving. And I thought an interesting tidbit about the film.
That is.
So we moved to the fall of 2017. And there's basically three films in the fall that I'm looking forward to. And we're going to start with... We were just talking about how Batman has not been a reboot with the new friend. It's clearly a new friend. It's the Justice League movie coming mm-hmm. out in November. I think we'll get a trailer in front of the Lego Batman movie. That seems about the right time. It's Warner Brothers.
Makes sense.
Obviously, everyone knows Superman's in it. Somehow he comes back in this film and the Justice League forms. We get the Flash, Cyborg. But a lot of talk that Green Lantern might show up in the film. Aquaman is in it. And this is one of those movies, a lot like Batman vs. Superman. I think the Justice League excitement has backed off a little bit because it's Zack Snyder directing and people are leery after not liking Batman vs. Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a film that everyone's going to fucking go see.
Heck yeah.
I mean, it's the Justice League on screen for the first time ever.
You have to.
Probably, other than Star Wars 8, it's probably the most anticipated film of the fall.
So, like, literally this entire movie has to take place on the coast?
Why?
Because if it takes place in like an Indiana, Aquaman's kind of more awkward man. Kind of like
the only thing that I have to say about it. First off,
go get him catfish.
Is Flash's suit? mean, he looks like a Beetleborg. Have you seen him?
I'm not a big fan of the armored suits. Yeah. I kind of wish that, like, I like again, I don't want to make it a Marvel versus DC thing, but, like, Marvel's done, the new Spider-Man suit looks really cool and traditional. It's not overly bulky. And why couldn't Flash have had something like that? I understand why Cyborg has some armor. And you made this really cool looking Batman suit for Batman versus Superman that was just, you know, leather and outfits. So why can't Flash, why does Flash need armor? You know?
Exactly.
It's weird. Because how's he gonna get hit? You watched the Flash TV series? He gets his ass kicked.
But he heals quickly. But he does that in the comics, too. That's part of the Flash storyline.
He can heal a broken leg in 2 hours.
But who's to say that this is his only outfit in the movie?
Yeah, the Flash, I'm not a big fan of the Flash costume. The rest of the costumes I don't have a problem with. I think Gal Gadot looks great as Wonder Woman.
Yes.
You know? Yes. And,
great just
in general. Yeah. But, yeah, it makes me wonder when we get the Green Lantern costume, is it going to be all armored up? You know, I hope not.
Now, that's an armor. That's just not an outfit that needs the armor.
Yeah, you know.
The
so,
rings, like, provides
but,
the armor.
But Justice League... Man, I'm ready for it. You know, it's seeing them all on the screen at the same time will be like the first time we saw Avengers a few years ago. It should be pretty exciting.
Oh yeah!
And the other big comic book movie coming out this fall is Thor Ragnarok, which they just announced Doctor Strange is in the film, along with the Hulk. And we got a synopsis saying that I guess Thor is trying to make it back to Asgard before Ragnarok happens. And in the storyline, the comics, Ragnarok is like the destruction of Asgard, apparently.
Yep.
And he ends up running into a planet, and looks like he got some Planet Hulk vibe in there. Looks like he's going to have to fight the Hulk. And we don't know how Doctor Strange plays into it all, but we'll find out. But
maybe the bending of time? Who knows?
The Thor films, though, have been okay. I wouldn't say they're top.
They're solid.
Yeah, they're solid. I wouldn't say they're top of the top Marvel films.
Would you say more Iron Man or more Thor?
I mean,
have you picked the two?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because we know how Iron Man ends.
If you can only take two franchises...
I have to go with Thor right now, I think. Iron Man 1 was better than the first Thor, but the second Thor, I feel, was better than the second Iron Man.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of, I'm kind of in between.
And we know what number 3 was. I feel like number 3 was... Iron Man number 3 was solid. I know they were trying to make it a Christmas movie, and we had like a Marvel-designated Christmas movie. I don't think it worked very well. But
let's put it this way. You take the 5... Iron Man, Thor films are out so far. There are 5 other Marvel films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that I think are better than all 5 of those. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah. But I'm just talking about those two franchises versus each other.
Right. But I think I think it's the franchise that
we're not
they're
even
going
to try to throw
that.
Captain America and the Avengers at them because that's just not even a contest.
I think that's a good way to put it.
I think both me and Mark say Thor. Thor.
Right. I've enjoyed the Thor films a little bit more, I think. And
I like the humor in them a little bit more. These are strange Earth customs.
Well, I still laugh at the scene where he throws the cup down, and I'll have another.
Another.
So Thor Ragnarok should be fun. And then to end the year is, of course, our most anticipated movie of 2017 our awards, is obviously Star Wars Episode 8, possibly called Forces of Destiny. We know you copyrighted it.
No,
Disney.
It's Forces of
Damn
Destiny
it.
Now.
But we don't know for sure. But Rian Johnson talked a little bit about this this week, that he's had a title from the moment he wrote the script, and he just isn't ready to reveal it yet. The further adventures of Rey and Finn, Captain Phasma, Poe. And we finally get to hopefully see some Luke Skywalker action instead of just the ultimate stare down.
Yes.
You know?
The staring competition.
And but... what else is there to say? It's obviously the film we all can't wait to see. We don't necessarily want to skip the year, but if we could watch it right now, we would.
You know what would be funny is if all this other shit happened in Episode 8, and you still don't see Luke, don't see her, that at the very end, you just still see them just staring at each other.
That'd be fucked up.
You know, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Looking forward to it, though. It'll be sad. Being that, you know, Carrie Fisher and everything, we don't know that she won't appear in Episode 9 yet. Depends on what they do.
I wonder if she gave license to CGI her. Even if it's just for like a small
scene. Well, she did for Rogue One. So, right. Real quick, I don't want to spend too much time because we want to do the news segment. But we talked about, what do you think they should do? You think recast, CGI, or write her out?
CGI.
See, I'm kind of the write-out mode.
No, I mean a very small scene, kind of like they had in Rogue One.
That's kind of what Matt said. One small scene to send her on her way, so to speak. That's kind of what you said, huh? Maybe a small scene. You know, it's a little different with Peter Cushing because he had been dead for so long
right.
before they did Rogue One. But
I think
this
would be more useful.
Yeah.
If she's
that would a CGI'd hologram, like they're talking to her in a hologram form.
Yeah.
From ship to ship, I think would be more tasteful. Instead of trying to, like, make an awkward-looking CGI character.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do. But Episode 8, our 2017, should be a good year for movies. Should be a really good year. We'll be talking about all these films on Rebel Radio throughout the year. TV-wise, Daredevil Season 3 and The Defenders. I don't know if we're getting both this year, but those are coming. The Defenders miniseries on Netflix. That should be a good one. Stranger Things Season 2. The rest of Rebels Season 3, the rest of The Walking Dead seasons, what are we on? Seven? Yeah, season seven of The Walking Dead. So it should be good stuff. Anything you are looking forward to TV-wise?
Not really. Whenever they make The Defenders.
Yeah, that should be good.
I just want
more Daredevil. I mean, I like the other Marvel shows. I haven't watched Luke Cage yet, but I just want more Daredevil.
You haven't watched Luke Cage yet?
Nah, I don't know. I've gotten behind on the Marvel stuff some. Luke Cage, I mean, Daredevil, I just want more Daredevil, so I'm looking forward to The Defenders. That might be my most anticipated TV show this year. Even a little more in Stranger Things Season 2. I just really want to see Daredevil. And have we even gotten confirmation Stranger Things Season 2 is coming this year?
I'm sure it is.
It probably is. Yeah, they'll probably start filming here soon.
Eleven's alive. He's bringing waffles or pancakes.
They've been
whatever.
Doing a lot of Comic-Cons as kids.
Yeah.
When did they go to school?
They probably had private tutors.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was a joke, Matt, but you had to go and answer it seriously.
Yeah. So. I went there.
So we have a new segment.
I've been reading leak stuff.
We have a new segment. It's called, and this is kind of inspired by Frank a little bit. We've been talking about new segments, and a while back he had talked about video game reviews, things like that. And I was like, well, let's scale it down. And Frank agreed with me, kind of scale it down. And the new segment is called Download This. Ching, ching, ching. I'm going to have to get a little download this. Thing to play right before we do this segment.
Does this little gizmo over here next to you like have sound bites and
I have no fucking clue.
I mean, we spent a lot of money on the damn thing, and all you do is just like turn the volume down at the end like they do.
I have to get my cousin to show me any tricks. So Download This is our new segment. Basically what it is, a lot of times we either all three pick one for like we did for this first one, mm-hmm. or one of us will do the segment. And it's something we think that you should stream, download on your PlayStation 4, a video game, Netflix, whatever, that you might not have heard of or might not have thought to watch or to play or to do whatever. So Download This. What is your pick of the week? Whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first. I'm going to go phone right now. Something you can download on your phone. It's called 8-Ball Pool. You know, I'm not much of a pool player. I can't really control a cue very well. But this one's really fun. You can earn money. You can challenge your friends. Connects to Facebook. And
so are you encouraging gambling?
Yes, I'm encouraging gambling. All
right.
Virtual money, though. But it's really fun. I've been getting my butt kicked most of the time. I only have like a 30% win rate. So I'm not that great, but it is fun to play. And I bought like a pack of
so
Arnold Schwarzenegger emojis.
He just likes playing with his pool sticks. That's pool, all
yes.
it is.
Knock some balls
he likes
around.
To stroke it back and forth before wrecking the balls.
Yep. So, Frank?
Oh, mine is Netflix. And speaking about download, on your mobile devices, you can actually download shows now. Mm-hmm. So you don't use your data plan. You know, you can toss your phone or your tablet to your kid and say, here, watch this, shut the hell up.
So yeah. It's a streaming movie right now or TV show?
No, it's... Gabriel Iglesias
has
a new thing on Netflix. One of the funniest freaking comedians ever. Like, one of my favorite.
I'm just... Y'all know, everyone knows how I feel about comedians and stuff.
Dude,
like,
this dude
know.
Is so freaking hilarious.
He motherfucker calls himself Fluffy. I'm just sorry.
Yeah. But the only thing I've actually downloaded off of Netflix onto my phone was Robotech.
Yeah, I saw it's season one on there now.
Ooh,
yeah,
Robotech.
But you can get
that's
like
an oldie but a goodie.
But the thing though is if you have Amazon Prime, or you can, I think, get all of them, or at least the first two series
right.
Of it, if you have it on Amazon Prime.
All right, well, good pick so far. I actually have two picks because I couldn't pick one. My first one is I'm gonna go with a phone. Also, Super Mario Run. It just hit. It's only on iOS so far. The Android version's coming out soon. It's a little disappointing that you can only do the first four levels, so you have to buy it, and I didn't buy it yet because I'm broke as fuck right now. But it's fun as hell. It's Mario Brothers in the most addicting fashion. You sit there. You literally can play it with one hand. You can sit there with your thumb and just play it. And if you haven't downloaded Super Mario Run on your iPad or your iOS device, do it. Bring you back to the 80s of Nintendo. Fun as hell. Super Mario Run. I also chose a movie, which I think I briefly talked about this on the last episode. If you haven't sat down to watch Spectral yet on Netflix, don't dismiss it as a throwaway sci-fi film. It's actually pretty well done and a lot of fun. It was going to be in theaters, and Universal Studios didn't know how to market it, so they sold the distribution rights to Netflix, and Netflix is marketing it as a Netflix original film, even though Netflix didn't produce it. It was fully produced by Universal. It has some known actors and people you'll recognize. Bruce Greenwood, who, of course, played Captain Pike, you know, in the Star Trek reboot.
Yeah.
He's in it, and a few other people you'll recognize. It's kind of a Black Hawk Down-ish sci-fi film.
Okay.
You know, where they go in and they have like these spectral ghosts are killing people. But it's not really a horror movie. It's more of a sci-fi. And I watched it one night and I was like, really thought it was pretty well done. If I was to give it a cinema score, I'd say it's a B. So, you know, for a Netflix flick, that's pretty solid, you know. That's one thing where Netflix has lacked a little bit. They've done some solid TV shows, but the movies they've either picked up rights to or made haven't really been, you know, like that great. You know, they've been pretty sorry. They're basically direct-to-video stuff, their movies.
But also another thing I like about that is they put a lot of, like, 80s and 90s style TV series that are originals.
Right.
You know, my wife, she watches Fuller House. You know,
yeah, and then they bring back Gilmore Girls and all this other shit. Yeah,
but what was weird is, it's a Cuban family, but it has the title of an old series called One Day at a Time. It's a new series that's on Netflix.
So,
you know, and I remember watching that when I was young, the original, you know.
So that's our new segment. Download this. Matt chose
Eight Ball Pool.
Frank chose the Fluffy Fucker special, and then I
just wanted Matt to mark to say it.
I chose Super Mario Run and Spectral the movie on Netflix. So that's our new segment. Is there anything you guys recommend downloading? Send it to us through our Facebook or whatever, Twitter. Our Twitter is at Trust Me I'm a Jedi now. I finally fixed that, so it's Trust Me I'm a Jedi for our Twitter. So that's our new segment. And man, otherwise, it's been, we talked about what's coming in 2017. It's been kind of slow news-wise lately. It always is in January.
Oh, yeah.
Things slow down a little bit, you know, getting through the holidays. We'll start getting some more summer movie trailers here soon. And other than that, I want to remind people, TrustMeMyJedi.com is where you can find everything for our show, our latest news. You can find our show now on Google Play.
Yes.
For all you Android users. Obviously, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are on Podbean, which is our host. And so lots of ways to listen to the show. I've put a few episodes up on SoundCloud, but we've had some issues with that. So
yeah,
don't worry about SoundCloud. Go to Google Play or iTunes. And thank you for supporting the show. And we hope that 2017 is a lot of fun. We're going to try to bring you some really good episodes of Rebel Radio. We're going to bring it this year. We're going to brung it.
Brung it.
We're going to brung it.
I'm going to bring up something. You just put out the We Got You Covered 103.
Which is a weekly segment on treasurejedi.com of our favorite comic covers, yes.
Right. I actually have that comic book. That's why you said in the text that I would appreciate it.
Well, I just figured you'd like it because it was fucking G.I. Joe.
Well, that too. But I actually have that comic book.
G.I. Joe. And, I'm glad on Download This that none of y'all chose porn. Because I started thinking, man, as much as I know you guys, I go, man, one of them's going to be a smartass to say,
I don't download porn, I just stream it.
Strippers.
Yeah. Well,
you can download strippers, you know.
Big ass strippers.
Funny story, man. If your wife ever caught you downloading porn or anything.
Heck no.
Really? Nope. Man, I'm not going to tell the story then. She was on the computer one day and she's like, because my mom won't hear this show. Mom doesn't listen. And she's like, what is this on the computer? And it was like, Jiggly Babysitter or something. I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, it's a babysitter porn. And I'm like, there's nothing. I go, I didn't do that. She goes, oh, I'm like, did I? Said, oh, yeah, I forgot I did. That was a few nights. Wait, you didn't forget? I was like, yeah, I did. I downloaded it with the bed and forgot. And, my wife's cool. She didn't really care. She just was messing with me. Oh. What are you doing, man? What the frick? fucking frack, man.
My phone slipped.
Your phone slipped in your hand.
Yes.
Well, I'm slipping your hand when I punch you out. So, yeah. So, download this. We hope you enjoy that new segment.
I'm looking up porn.
And I'm just glad. Yeah, probably. Nobody's bitching porn. So,
it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to download that one. Was it Babysitters again, Mark?
Midget Babysitters.
Little People Babysitters.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wait. I mean, Little People That Babysit. That people that babysit. Nope. Little People.
So yeah, so next when we do download this next time, I'm expecting a porn joke now probably from one of you fuckheads.
Oh yeah,
you know, and so yeah, I think that's all we've got. Though, on anything else you guys had to add in 2017 or no, looking forward to?
Yeah, we're looking forward to all those things.
Carpalooza in May. That'll be a big one for 2017. We'll be there.
Wife already has her ticket.
Broadcasting as usual. I'm expecting a child in late May, early June, but it shouldn't interfere with Comic-Palooza.
Unless it happens at Comic-Palooza. No,
no. That's already. But that'll be a big one. We're going to try to get maybe some more people on the show this year, bring in some of our friends. Unfortunately, we don't know a lot of famous people, but bring in some buddies of ours to do guest spots here and there.
Absolutely.
You're famous in your own fucking mind, Frank. And sitting on the toilet doesn't make you famous.
That's yours. That's your claim to fame there. But.
So.
The King of the Throne.
another thing I watched lately. This is not a download. This don't watch this. I watched Yoga Hosers finally, Kevin Smith's latest film.
Oh yeah,
and everyone knows we love Kevin Smith. We're big fans of Kevin Smith. But man, Kevin, that movie sucked, dude. Okay, it's your daughter does a good job in it. Johnny Depp's daughter does a good job in it. But the movie blows ass chunks. Okay, don't watch it. Don't waste your time. It has a couple of funny jokes in it for longtime Kevin Smith fans. Like my dad texted me 37 times. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, you get that joke, right? Yeah. But don't download that. Don't stream it. Yoga Hosers sucks monkey ass, okay?
It sucks Yoga Hosers?
Yeah. I mean, if you're really bored and you're a Kevin Smith fan, spend the hour and a half on it. It's not. I wouldn't say it's a waste of an hour and a half of your life because it's got a couple of moments, but as a Kevin Smith movie, it's the worst thing he's ever done.
I think he made it for those people who like to smoke, if you know what I mean.
Even if you're high, it's not that funny. It's just stupid, dude. You know, I really believe that. Because I actually have a buddy of mine who is a stoner, and he said it sucked.
Well, he must not have been smoking that day.
So,
because anything's funny when you're smoking. Right, Mark?
I wouldn't know.
You know. Sure. So,
hey, man, it's enough revealing the porn thing on the show. I can't, you know. So, 2017 has begun. We hope you enjoyed the first episode of Rebel Radio for the year. We enjoy bringing it to you.
Absolutely.
And, until next time, you now know the true origin of the biscuit and the monkey and where their names came from. Took us 62 episodes to get it.
Yep.
And
his mind didn't come from a man crush.
No, that's true. That's true. So, this has been...
Matt the Electric Biscuit.
Frank T. Monkey.
These fucking guys. This is Mark. Thanks for listening, as always. Go host some yoga. Or something.
Or something.
Later.
Later.
This is Clifton Collins Jr., and you're listening to Rebel Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, snooch to the nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.